From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Well, BP appears to be one big step closer to permanently plugging the oil leak deep in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now with the latest.
And the latest comes from National Incident Commander Thad Allen, who tells NPR that BP has finished pumping cement in from the top of the well.
Well, we basically have the cement in the well right now. A very interesting procedure is going on. It's called squeezing. And what they do is they put some fluid into the well above the cement that doesn't adhere to the cement. And then they put mud behind it, and then they compress it.
Allen told us the cement has formed a plug on the bottom of the well. They'll let that cure now for about 24 hours. Then, he says, BP will drill into that spot with a relief well. And if there's any more oil flowing below the surface at that point, they can pump in more cement and do that through the relief well. And at some point after that, they can declare that the well is officially dead.
And we shall see. Thank you, Richard. NPR's Richard Harris joining us in the studio. In other news, at least two people are dead and an unknown number injured following a multi-vehicle accident outside St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports that two school buses were among the vehicles involved.
News reports say the buses were carrying students from the St. James School District band to an amusement park outside St. Louis. The district is located about 100 miles southwest of the city near Rolla. Video footage shows that one bus appeared to rear-end a tractor-trailer, causing a second bus to rear-end the first. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a fourth vehicle was also involved. There is no word on the identities of the two dead. A hospital spokeswoman in St. Louis says 36 children are being treated for what are believed to be minor injuries. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
After months of trying, Senate Democrats have managed to overcome a GOP filibuster with the help of Maine's two Republican senators. The vote could save the jobs of 100,000 teachers. NPR's David Wellness says a measure would send $26 billion to the states.
$10 billion of that will be to help avert teacher layoffs in the coming school year. Another $16 billion is to help states pay Medicaid fees. That frees up state funds that Democrats say will save up to 250,000 jobs. It also gives members of the ruling party an accomplishment they can point to as senators leave for a five-week recess. But the bill cannot become law until the House passes it as well. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has called members back from a recess already underway to vote on the bill early next week. It's expected to pass easily in that chamber as well. David Wellness, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Mid-South is enduring the hottest air of the summer, with temperatures surging past 100 in some parts. The National Weather Service says at least 18 states from the south up through the northeast are all sharing in the misery. People are being told to stay indoors as much as they can, although it's a different story in Tennessee, which is holding state primary and local general elections. This is NPR News. A suicide bomber strikes a convoy of NATO and Afghan security forces in northern Afghanistan today, killing seven police officers and wounding nearly a dozen. The Associated Press reports that NATO is also acknowledging Afghan civilian deaths today during fighting between coalition forces and the Taliban in eastern Afghanistan. A hand grenade attack on a mosque in Karachi deepened the bloodbath in Pakistan's sprawling port city overnight. Violence that has erupted between rival political and ethnic groups has claimed the lives of more than 70 people. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
The assassination earlier in the week of a senior provincial leader triggered the killing spree. The government accused members of an outlawed militant group that is believed to have linked up with the Pakistan Taliban. But in the murky and murderous politics of Karachi, motives can be many. The city has long festered with ethnic and sectarian divisions. Most of those killed have been ethnic Pashtuns, who have migrated in large numbers from the violence-torn northern territories. The MQM party, the dominant force in the city, says the Pashtun influx has led to a creeping Talibanization. With Karachi paralyzed and the country battling record floods, President Asif Ali Zardari is visiting Europe. Back home, questions are mounting about his absence and leadership. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
An unexpected jump in new unemployment claims last week in the U.S. appears to be rattling investors. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 25 points at last check at 10,655. NASDAQ losing 9 points. It's at 2295. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.